Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Adam Zahnhalter and Jack Mancini, and they're both business coaches and partners at Maximum Value Partners, LLC, MaximumVP.com. Did I say that right, guys?
You got it.
So check that out, and tell us what you guys do for your clients.
Well, we help our clients who are owners of small companies to get unstuck from the state of how. Lots of how questions you've got running the business. To help them get through that, and we focus on a process we have that we use called our 7 keys to success to get them focused on the right business things, to help them get control and start to get excited about their business again.
Jack, how much of that is helping them get out of their own way?
Oh, boy, probably 60-70%.
Pogo was right, wasn't he? We've seen the enemy and he is us.
That's exactly right.
You know, I'm the small business advocate, and I'm my own enemy.
It's tough getting out of your own way, isn't it?
It is.
We get all these habits and righteousness and God knows what else. You know, it's tough.
Everybody needs help.
All the time. It comes absolutely.
Everybody needs help, and when you need people like Jack and Adam, folks, you need to find somebody like these guys that can help you and can keep hold yourself accountable and to teach you things you didn't already know. And we've been talking about the difference between cash and profit. You can't spend profit, can you, Adam?
You can't, but it can cost you.
Right, but I mean profit is accounting. If we weren't paying taxes, I'm not even sure we'd even keep up with profit, would we?
Well, if it wasn't for taxes, I'm not sure we'd talk to CPAs either, Jim.
Well, that may be so.
Yeah, people will get confused and frustrated, and that's why most owners won't spend time looking at their P&L. They'll spend time logging into their bank accounts to see if there's money in the bank or not. Or they go to see, you know, what bills are coming in the mail or what checks came in the mail today. That's how they're managing the business. They're focused on cash to a certain extent from that standpoint. But
let's be more reactionary. Let's talk some more, Jack, about where cash can hide.
Well,
the big one is receivables and inventory, right? Those are the big two.
Well, you got prepaids. You got, you know, you're paying stuff ahead. You might be paying down liabilities at a pretty good clip. That will take cash, that's for sure. On the positive side, when you're looking at your profit, you might increase your cash if you've got depreciation expense. It goes the other way. But usually, you know, cash is hidden in those big assets that you know, people don't realize that they're shoveling it in there. And again, those are the big things.
You get a deal on some inventory that you know you can sell, and they make you a deal and you order it ahead. You call it prepays. You get a big customer you've been working hard to get, and you don't pay attention to the fact that they're going to take 30 days longer to pay you than your local customers do. So that's whatever business they're doing. That's 30 days out of cash.
Absolutely.
Those are the monsters. And then somebody goes to Sam's and buys $500 worth of paper products that you can't use for 6 months. Well, that's $400. It didn't have to be spent this month, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. So if you have a profit plan, which details that stuff up, and you have a cash flow analysis of some type, however you want to call it a worksheet that shows your receivables and your payables and your payroll and other obligations that you may have, becomes pretty easy to run your business, relatively speaking. certainly, you know, cash is the big downer if that's not going well.
Right.
If you manage cash pretty good, you're going to be running your business pretty well. And we, you know, we have these seven keys to success, and we define success, Jim, as growing sustainable profits. Nothing else. That's what you're there for. I mean, there's many other things, the culture of the company and, you know, lots of other stuff, but your zero objective, your focus should be on growing sustainable profits.
If you grow profitably, Adam, and you sustain that over time, you won't have to any worries about cash, will you?
That's correct. And something that we chatted about briefly during the break too, Jim, which is you need to have somebody in the company who's in charge of cash.
Right.
Is watching out for cash. And typically it starts with the owner because they get all excited, to your point. They get excited by bringing this great new big customer on board, all this kind of stuff. But you got to collect that money, right? Or if you get that great deal in inventory, you got to make sure it gets sold, or else those are just dollar bills sitting on your shelves collecting
right.
dust.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Last thoughts, guys. 20 seconds. Adam?
Have a cash forecast in place. Make sure you're the one as the owner who's doing it and forecasting it, and you'll be amazed how much comfort and clarity you'll get as part of your business by doing that.
It's empowering, Adam. I mean, Jack, having that cash projection for me is empowering. What do you think, quickly?
No question. You're in total control all the time. You can
yeah.
make promises that you can keep, which is very, very important.
MaximumVP.com is the website. Adam Sonhalter, Jack Mancini. Good job, guys. Come back soon.
Thanks,
we'll
Jim.
Do. Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.